Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Quiet. Quiet in the Colts front office. Chris Ballard and the Indianapolis Colts have been crazy quiet in free agency. So we're going to bring some hard truths to bear for the Colts, for Chris Ballard, for Gus Bradley, for the defense, for those in the front office that think that the secondary is fine, and there are those in that front office that think that the secondary is fine. It's not. Gus Bradley, not fine. I'm going to tell you something about this defense that's really, really interesting. I'm also going to tell you I got about 15 hard truths about the Indianapolis Colts, what they need to do this year, and how they need to comport themselves during the draft and during the remainder of free agency to get to where they need to go for Chris Ballard and Gus Bradley to keep their jobs. Because patience is running thin, and correctly so. This is year 8 for Chris Ballard. This is year 3 for Gus Bradley. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some things regarding this team that have got to be accommodated and adjusted in order for them to be competitive. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, it's March. It's crazy. There's madness. You got the tournament. You got brackets. You want a bracket challenge to end all bracket challenges? You want to invest in your wisdom? You believe you know more than the average Joe? Then you go to MyBookie and you put a couple of ducats on the team you think is going to win this tournament. Let's go. And before you even play, your sign-up bonus, first time sign-up, you use promo code Kent, you can get up to 1,000 smackaroos. 1,000 bucks. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel. For the love of God, what are you doing if you haven't? Must subscribe. It don't cost nothing. It's not like subscribing to Netflix where I got to pay this, I got to pay that. No. Or BTN Plus. No. Free to subscribe. Hit the bell icon to get an alert every time we go live. Hit the thumbs up. That means like. I like every video I watch on YouTube because it's the polite thing to do. Somebody worked hard to put together that video. So you like it, and that's a nice thing. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. I see when you make a donation, I get a nice little graphic with your comment in it. I call it out. We talk about it. We chop it up. You ask a question, I bring an answer. Let's talk about sports, shall we? The Indianapolis Colts, hard truths. Let's go. There are those in the front office of the Indianapolis Colts that think that the secondary of Dallas Flowers, Juju Brents, Kenny Moore, Nick Cross, and Julian Blackman, if Blackman is re-signed, is going to elevate this team. Now, Flowers coming back from an injury, that will elevate things. Brent's in his second year, yes, there will be some elevation. Maybe Nick Cross will figure it out in year 3. That could happen. Julian Blackman coming back, maybe he stays healthy. That's a hell of a lot of maybes for a starting group of 5 in the secondary. You're bringing everybody else back. But that secondary has got to be the area of improvement. Look. And we're going to talk about Gus Bradley. We're going to talk about this defense and talk about how over the last 2 seasons in each of them,
The Colts are 28th in points allowed. Somebody's got to get better. You keep the same staff. You've got the same starting six. All that you're bringing back, Kenny Moore. Somewhere there's got to be lift. There's got to be some elevation. There's got to be somebody who brings something a little bit different than what they have brought the last 2 years. Or what the hell are you doing? Look, this is a 28. There's an anomaly here. This isn't some kind of a, whoa, this is a rogue outcome. How'd this happen? It's back-to-back years where you rank 28th in points allowed. Somebody's got to be better than they were last year. Meaning, you got to replace somebody with somebody else. It's just that simple. All right. Only places where an upgrade is not coming or possible, quarterback, because it's just not. I mean, there are better quarterbacks in the NFL, but they're not going to bring one in. Anthony Richardson is the guy. Joe Flacco is the backup. Sam Ellinger is the third string guy. Quarterback, lock it down. That position, done. Check the box. Starting running back, Jonathan Taylor. Check the box. Done. Backup running back, not so much. Left tackle, Bernard Raimann, one of the best left tackles in football, especially the latter half of last season. Bernard Raimann was really, really good, really came into his own, added about 15 pounds. He was terrific. Then he got left guard. We all know what esteem Quentin Nelson is held in by his peers, by coaches, by people in the NFL, and by Colts fans who absolutely adore him. Ryan Kelly, he's the guy at center. They're in good shape with Ryan Kelly, should he stay healthy, and let's hope that he does. Will Fries, they could make a move at left guard or at right guard. And then at right tackle, you've got Braden Smith, and kind of breathing down his neck a little bit is going to be Blake Freeland, who is working in the weight room, trying to pull a Bernie Raimann, add some weight, and become better at the right tackle spot. Braden Smith had some trouble last year staying healthy. That's on the offensive side of the ball. The defensive tackle area, that's locked in. They got that. Raquan Davis and Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner, that's done. Check that box. Defensive end's interesting. If you could get a guy who could get to the quarterback at a higher level than Kwity Paye or Dio Odengbo, or Samson Ekobom, although Ekobom I like, would you make that deal? Would you draft a guy that you project over the top of these guys at number 15? That's an interesting idea. It is not going to happen. They're going to dance with the girls at Brougham. That's the way it works. As far as linebacker, that's dialed in. They got Zaire Franklin, EJ Speed, that's done. Maybe they draft somebody in the fourth round to come in and push EJ Speed a little bit. But that's the only move that they could make. And I think EJ Speed's going to have a hell of a year, so I'm not worried about him. Kicker, punter, long snapper, locked in, done. Wide receiver? Alec Pierce is on very, very thin ice with this team, I think. He's not shown an ability to get open, but he had a quarterback who couldn't throw it to him last year. So you got that. Josh Downs in the slot, good. Michael Pittman Jr., as one of the two outside wide receivers, good. So there you go. Chris Ballard will look at positions of need, but still will draft the best player available. That's what he does. He lets the board talk to him, and he's right to do it. But he isn't perfect that way. He isn't resolute and intractable about doing that. He'll look at positions of need. I will bet you that he is going to draft either an offensive weapon, meaning wide receiver or tight end. We went down that rabbit hole a little bit earlier today. Or cornerback with that 15th overall pick. However, depending upon the first 14 picks, trading back could be the prudent move. Now, here's the follow-up cold hard fact about the Colts where it comes to prudence. I don't like prudence. I don't like prudent moves because prudent moves tend to be clever moves. And clever moves will get your ass beat and will get your ass fired. So use 15, even if you think that that player might still be on the board at 23. Use 15 to get him. Go take the best player on your board at 15. Don't get clever. And definitely don't get clever and acquire a 2025 pick. Why allow some other general manager to benefit from your cleverness? Don't do that. This kind of rolls into that. This Chris Ballard's last shot. This is eighth offseason. This is going to be his eighth season. If he can't win an AFC South crown this year, what in the world would make anybody within ownership expect something different in 2025? This is it. I like Chris Ballard. I hope he succeeds. I hope the Colts win the AFC South. But if he doesn't, I think you got to replate the front office and bring a different energy to this thing and go get winning players in the measure that you need them to be there in order to get an AFC South title. Because it ain't happened yet. Hopefully it happens in 24. All right. Four adequate tight ends do not equal one great one. All right, you can't say, oh, the Colts, they got too many tight ends. You don't want to draft Brock Bowers at 15. They got a bunch of them. They got Kylan Granson, and they got Jelani Woods, Mo Ali Cox, Will Mallory. For God's sake, we're crazy with tight. If you got four tight ends, you got none. You got four mediocre tight ends, four adequate tight ends, each with a failing. Jelani Woods can't stay on the field. Will Mallory can't block yet. Kylan Granson is a receiver-first tight end. And Mo Ali Cox, you're paying him a lot of money, and I'm not sure exactly what he does at an elite level. I know he's got the biggest hands in the damn world, but that isn't enough to keep a roster spot at $5 million. So four with flaws does not equal one without flaws. You know what? I got to tell you what, though, about Ballard. His adherence to his kind of mantra, don't make big moves in free agency, is kind of laudable. Well, not laudable, but it's remarkable, given the fact that his job's on the line. And instead of dipping into Jim Irsay's wallet and spending big in free agency and backloading contracts, restructuring deals, so that he's got more money to go spend on guys who may or may not wind up being good players, he has stood financially pat. Yeah, he signed Raekwon Davis. Nice. All right, didn't spend a lot of money. Signed Flacco. Yeah, nice. Didn't spend a lot of money on Flacco either. You got to hand it to the guy. Even under duress, he is unwilling to budge. He does not spend recklessly ever. You know what? If you're down to your last chip, you may as well bet it, right? Not Chris Ballard. He is going to adhere to his ideology always and forever. This is a good fact, all right? Cold, hard fact? No. Warm and soft fact, even though it reflects a cold and hard personality. Huh. Confused? Shane Steichen. That dude is not anybody's father figure. That dude, his greatest attribute is that I think he'd cut his best friend in order to win one football game. There is nothing personal or personable about Shane Steichen and his leadership. All he wants to do is find a way to beat the other team's ass. And so he is going to be more ruthless than Chris Ballard and much more ruthless than Frank Reich could ever be. I dig it. I like it. Winning football games, that's the job. All right, both lines coming back intact and as healthy as they can be. That's a huge advantage, especially early in the season as other teams try to figure out what they're doing on the O-line with new blood and on the D-line with new guys. Colts don't have that problem. Signing Mike Williams at the age of 29 to a one-year $15 million deal would have been a huge mistake for the Indianapolis Colts. You know this because that's the deal that the Jets made. The Jets don't make good deals. Who? It's kind of like, all right, the Bears. Who are they going to take number one? Is it going to be Caleb Williams? Who's it going to be? Whoever it is, they're going to screw it up because they're the Bears. And that's what the Bears do with quarterbacks. It's not my rule, but it's been true for about 75 freaking years. The schedule for the Colts is similar in 2024 to what it was in 2023. People will tell you that, oh, it's much more difficult in 2024. No, it's not. The opponents in 2023 were an aggregate 5 under .500. The opponents in 2024, 4 under .500 in the aggregate. It's virtually the same schedule from a wins and losses perspective. Now, maybe some teams have gotten better and some teams have gotten worse. We'll see what the Patriots do, right? Everybody thought that the Colts had an easy schedule last year. That based upon the one loss record in 22 by the Houston Texans. This season is the binding referendum for Gus Bradley. His two defenses have allowed more points than any Colts defense since the disaster of 2011. Both of his defenses in 22 and 23 have allowed more points than any defense going back to 11. And if you want to go back further than that, you got to go all the way back to 2001, the 6-10 team that got Jim Mora fired. And if you want to go back further than that, you go back to 98. That's what you got in Gus Bradley's defense. I'm not saying it's Gus Bradley's fault or all Gus Bradley's fault. What I'm saying is Gus Bradley better get it together, and that defense better take a substantial step up, or Gus Bradley going to have to step off. Step off, George. Step off. Step off, Gus. Butler, they host Minnesota tonight at Hinkle. That game at 9 o'clock on ESPNU. I think it's a good game. And then if Indiana State wins their game against SMU, it'll be Indiana State and Butler playing in the next round. I think it's awesome. Tyrese Halliburton, he owned his 1-for-9 from beyond the arc last night. Pacers as a team were 9-of-38 from beyond the arc. You can't win like that. 5-point loss. Never should have happened. They really miss having an offensive weapon. Neesmith and Nebhard, yikes. Over the last few games, not my favorite guys on that Pacers team. We'll see what happens tomorrow night as the Pacers travel to Detroit. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. We will talk to you on WGCL Radio in Bloomington from 7 to 9. That also on WGCLradio.com. Log in, log on, enjoy. Have a great night. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy others. Help them enjoy. When we get so selfish, let's not be selfish. Let's help other people enjoy stuff. Can we do that? Let's help Chris. Hey, speaking of that, how about Anthony Richardson? Pulling over, somebody's got a flat tire. He pulls over and helps the person, and he's the only guy who does it. The starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts pulls over and helps a rando motorist who's got a flat tire change his freaking tire. Yet I can't tell you how many autographs Anthony Richardson signs at the end of every workout up at Grand Park during camp. This is a sincerely nice human being. And I'll tell you what, there's some people rooting for him. And last year, there were some people rooting against him. Thought that Gardner Minshew should be the guy. You know what? This is one of the nicest human beings you're ever going to meet. I like Anthony Richardson a lot. I want him to succeed. Does that make me a fanboy? Guilty as charged. Thank you very much.